Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So who's going to tell Jessica that she named her two children names that are extremely common in gay porn? Dayton and Dawson.
Wow.
Those two little toe-headed boys are going to... That's what every gay man is going to think about.
Y'all, welcome to Love in Paradise.
Oh, sure, I can have a baby after 45. Let me throw these chicken bones.
I never thought I'd have a blonde American wife. But when I brought you that ranch dressing, I knew I'd be your dipping sauce for life. I booked a dream vacation on a tropical isle. I only wanted to bone. Oh, how could I have known that I'd wind up knocked up and really pissed? Oh, love in paradise. We're planting a banana tree. Love in paradise. Have you heard of polyamory? I swear that I can see forever in your giant dick. Love in paradise.
It's the size of my arm. Fade it, Gary. Wonderful, it, wonderful. Gary.
Welcome to Love in Paradise. This is us.
I told you, I said, you're probably not going to like how I want to start the show. It's probably not a good way to ease people into us who aren't normally familiar.
I'm a gay man, and I've seen a lot of gay porn, and I did not think about that.
But Dayton and Dawson.
Now I can't stop thinking about it.
There's a lot of Dawsons.
They
and
might
a couple
as well
of Daytons.
They might as well throw in a Dalton, and then it's a threesome.
And an Austin.
Yeah.
And a Sebastian.
And they all fuck a Tyler.
Tyler's always the bottom. God bless him.
Always.
Always willing. Too.
Show me a Tyler top, and I'll show you.
It's rare. It's rare.
Rare. Very rare.
Yeah. Never say never. Yo, this is Lip. It's time for Lip again. Love in Paradise. Lip.
Yes.
Love in Paradise. We're planting a banana tree.
Well, she migrated. Danielle, y'all, from Love in Paradise, migrated over to the other way. Even
she
though
did.
Johan still thinks he's on 90 Day Fiance.
Yes, he does think he's on 90 Day Fiance.
But so you can move up the ranks. She is doing her most miserable bitch best on
she
the
is.
Current season of Tow. Giving us shout outs when she can on her social media without saying the name of the podcast.
She is. Y'all are probably wondering, wait, Love in Paradise, this is new for me. Why is this coming on TLC? It used to be only on Discovery Plus, but now it is airing simultaneously on TLC yeah. and Discovery Plus. So that's
they realized people had an itch for people who want to bang hot island people. And
I'm booking my vacation now.
Yeah, they this need to go to an island or some tropical locale and lay pipe is just really innate, and they capitalize on it.
It's why I just called my doctor and doubled up my prep dose. Oh, I was like, raise that up. First time. Now, we normally have this on our $5 tier of Reality Gaze Plus, yeah, because it was Discovery Plus. But since it's on TLC, this is going on the free feed as well this time. But if you want to listen to the show commercial free, you can subscribe to Reality Gaze Plus on Patreon or Supercast at the $8 tier, and you will get it ad free for your pleasure.
If this is your first season tuning in, I think
it's my favorite spinoff.
I think it is completely worth your time to go back.
Oh,
season one was wonderful. Season two brought a new level of crazy.
Yeah, because season one had some heartfelt moments to
it. Yeah.
And that they kind of just realized, we don't want that in season two.
We need the Love Boat meets fights. drink throwing.
Yeah. And sea witches.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those were some of the most elaborate theaters with Gabby, Abby, and I even forget, the man Frankie was incidental.
Frankie didn't matter. It could have been Frankie in Kentucky or Frankie.
Abby,
yeah.
I want you, the barnacles in my hair will light the sea aflame.
It'd be great. Frankie Muniz could play him in a movie. It'd be great.
We had the conclusion of Ariana and Sherlon.
Don't think they're coming back. I think after 2 years of him not wanting to give her the time of day, she finally went, I don't think he's into me.
No. She came to no such resolution.
She really didn't. He ended up marrying someone else, and I think getting her pregnant, right?
I don't know if he got her pregnant. He put it on social media, and they were fighting, and I think she probably still thinks they get back together.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do hope he gets to see his son, and I do hope he is trying to be a father to his son, but who knows? Maybe the son's better off.
But if you do hate watching, and by hate, love watching Danielle on The Other Way, you got to go watch in season two, because you really understand what a just miserable bitch she is.
She sowed the seeds her first season.
No, literally, she planted them by a banana
she
tree.
She planted a banana tree.
Uh-huh, she did.
But no, she was kind of getting she got a little bit of a good at it. As time wore on in the season, she became being more of herself. And you're seeing that fully realized harpy on tow.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Full on with fire emanating from her eyes, passive-aggressive comments. Oh, it's everything.
I don't have a title of this. I tried to look for it. We get this a little early from TLC and Discovery. So thank you very much, Discovery, for letting us have a little preview. But it didn't have a title. So we don't have the title of this episode. But this is season 3, episode 1. I looked. I couldn't find it.
I'm calling it Hello, Columbia.
Hello, Columbia. Lego hair no more.
Okay. Okay. My favorite thing is... Someone took the note from the internet, and everyone who was commenting.
And his hairstylist. That Valentine's hair looked bad.
I guess I should shave it. My favorite is when he says, it looked real. No one could tell.
Everyone could tell.
Y'all, we all know that person who's wearing a rug, and a lot of times they think no one can tell.
We all know it's a toupee. We can all tell. And that's fine. I just say, just do what Poodle and I are going to do. And I know for a fact.
I'm going to start wearing wigs.
Yeah. Poodle in his 70s is just going to have big old wigs. He's going to look like, I don't know. Who's that one guy who was straight but always acted gay, who was in The Odd Couple, who had a kid at like 80?
Tony Randall?
Yes.
That is the strangest description of Tony Randall.
But very apt.
But I knew it. As soon as she said it, I was like, yeah.
Yeah, y'all, Tony Randall fucked a male casting director to get some roles. Come on. Come on.
You know, I don't know. You know, far be it for us to speculate on the sexuality of Hollywood stars.
current references only. I'm going to say this. Valentine looks pretty good with his shaved head. He looks much better.
He does.
Especially when he trims up. When his beard gets long, I don't like it. But when he's kind of his talking head, when his head's shaved and his beard's all trimmed up, y'all, I'd hit it.
But he's such a non-serious person.
Yes.
I can't imagine him. I think I would be in the sack with him and I just start laughing.
I kind of like that. I kind of like that he's so fun.
You can't take you can take them serious, but they need to turn a dime and become sexual. I don't know if he could do that.
Maybe, but I think what makes men sexy, I'm not judging either of those things of what I'm about to say, but I think what makes men sexy in the bedroom for you is different than what makes men sexy in the bedroom for me.
Maybe I don't want them to pull out a rubber chicken and a bike horn when they're fucking me.
Maybe I don't want them to put a knife to my throat.
You know, touche. Maybe not a knife. Maybe just an ice pick. A little.
Exactly. So, all right. Do we have any announcements
during sex?
That'd be funny.
No.
I like to laugh. Yeah, I like to laugh in sex. Yeah, it makes me.
But there's a little laugh, but then you get right back to it. There's no knock knock joke.
Hey,
you need sex therapy. Something's wrong.
Who's that? Yeah, I need therapy. Choke hold, Boudreaux.
That's what the back tattoo says. Where were we? Y'all, Love is Blind is you. We just, I guess we probably, it, we're still this the lingering effects of the season.
If you are in Love is Blind withdrawals, then and you haven't seen Love in Paradise of past seasons, that's your binge, y'all. Get on Discovery Plus and just binge it.
Even though most of those people are sighted. And they did see one another.
They did.
And there's no cuties controversy. Exactly. Love is Blind Paradise.
How about that Love is Blind reunion? Wasn't that crazy, by the way? Oh man. Who knew that Vanessa Lachey was going to dress in V cosplay? I wasn't expecting that.
And when the mayor of Yorba Linda came in and just gave me the key to the city.
At your Airbnb.
On his penis.
Who knew?
I know.
Thank y'all for joining us. I'm so happy that the internet worked out perfectly.
Oh God. You know, we're a little worried.
Sweating. We're sweating.
If you're watching this on video now, I don't know if we're not putting out video, I think. Are we? Just like this is just for
Christina, our producer.
Shit and giggles. I'm in a Airbnb because they're doing a show that I've written the music and lyrics to, and this Airbnb, it's perfectly lovely area. It's actually beautiful here. The place is extremely covered in word art, and it's very grandma chic, kind of a mixture of beachy grandma.
That is a bit of Aunt Peggy, and sometimes not as much now, but a bit of my mother's guest room.
Oh yeah,
my mom doesn't have too much word art though.
Yeah, there's a sign that says "Happy Mind, Happy Life," and I've been thinking about it since I got here. And
well,
going, aren't those kind of similar? I guess.
But wouldn't that be the argument then that maybe word art is art because it made you think about that?
No, fuck you. It's not. It doesn't make me think about anything.
But you're thinking about it.
I'm trying to think about why it's a fallacy.
But it's still making you contemplate your life. And
No. Word art isn't meant to do that. Word art is meant to affirm what you already think.
I don't know. I think maybe it is. Maybe it's so helpful.
You mean live, laugh, love is to make people think?
I'm just saying, you're just so against word art, but yet you are still, it's still resonating with you.
It's not resonating for me. I'm thinking about how stupid it is. It's doing the opposite of resonating. Not resonating, but it's dampening. It's dampening my thoughts.
If you want more of this, then you should subscribe to Reality Gaze Plus, y'all. That's on Patreon or Supercast.
Just us screaming at each other.
That's screaming at each other. That's basically what it is. Not only will you get, you can get all our Love is Blind episodes that just dropped from season 4, but you also get Love After Lockup is a big cringe show for that. Right now, we have Seeking Brother Husband, which is going. I think there's three more episodes of that. Love After Lockup, I think, is going to take a break over the summer, but you're still going to get You, Me, and My Ex.
Yes.
I still think there's probably going to be another cringe show that'll probably air this summer as well. As we're getting
probably. I think since MILF Manor happened, I think the world has changed. I think we're in full on Thunderdome. We were there before, but it's even worse.
They're going to make sexy beasts, but this time it's actually animals dating. It's just
I would watch that show. I would watch a lemur go, you know, I would never date another panther.
But boy, that panther
married two of them.
But God, have you ever had your lemur pussy wrecked by some panther dick?
Rawr. No, that wasn't necessary. When I'm talking about interspecies sex in the abstract is fine. Don't ever say lemur pussy again or panther dick. Wow.
Y'all, okay. Below Deck Yikes. Sailing Yacht is also back. That's on the free feed. But let's see. I think. And then Classless season 6. That's going strong. You can join us May 7th for our watch along. They're doing with the Digital Worldwide Moment. The queens from RuPaul's Drag Race, along with ACLU.
And a lot of other drag queens, not just the Drag Race.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Yeah. They talked a lot about it in the reunion of Drag Race, which
I didn't watch it.
It was great. The finale is actually, when we're recording this on Friday, the finale is airing tonight. I'm excited. So, but for the Drag Defense Fund, so as you know, rights of drag queens and trans people are under attack in this country. And so this is raising money to combat that.
Not just rights, just the existence.
We're in a place right now where people in Kansas can command a child that they have to look at their genitalia. Like that's a pretty vicious low for our country.
Say that again. So just say, make that clear.
Because of sporting events, an adult can demand that if they suspect someone is trans, that they could demand to see their genitalia. It passed. So the best way we can fight against this is to raise money for ACLU. If you don't know what the ACLU does, you could probably explain, but
American Civil Liberties Union fights mostly for legal challenges to basically people who are being disenfranchised, anyone who's being disenfranchised.
It's been around for a long time. Yeah. I mean, since the 60s or 70s, I believe.
Think further.
Further? Wow. Yeah. So anyway.
Maybe not. I don't know. I give them money every month. That's all I know.
It's a great organization. We're proud. And so we're raising money in the Facebook group, the Sissy Squad, or you can give money on your own if you're not on Facebook, or you can just even buy a ticket to the Digital Worldwide Moment. We're going to be doing a watch along on Discord. That information will be forthcoming, and we would love to see you there on May. I always want to say 17th, but 7th. It's May 7th. 7th heaven. All right. I think we're ready to go. Is that it?
I think that's it.
Okay.
Minutes.
Let's talk. Well, we kind of talked about the show for a little
bit.
That's
true.
Let's talk about Jessica and Juan. How old is Juan? I didn't get his age.
29.
Jessica. Oh, they're both 29.
No, Jessica's 27.
Oh.
Jessica.
messed that up, didn't I? Copped that wrong. I did. I confused them. That's what I did.
Jessica's 27. She's a mental health counselor from Torrington, Wyoming. Sounds like a made-up Ardmore title name. I just assume Wyoming has people in it.
I mean, but there's more cows here than there are people. It's a town of 5,000 people. That's bigger than Lone Grove. I mean, I know I say I'm from Ardmore, but Ardmore is like...
the city.
It is. It's like 28,000 people away. I just went to a book signing last night, actually, with a woman I'd never met who's a friend from Ardmore. And she did a book signing in Santa Monica. She lives out in L.A. Her husband, I think, directs some, like all the Jackass movies. But her name is Laura Tremaine. And I went and I'm gonna bring this up because you would love this. I want to get the name right.
Yeah. This sounds really relevant. So go ahead.
No, because I know it's important. The Sissy Squad, people always talk about supporting one another and how they get this endless support. And I know you and I've talked about, we really love how we, our podcast sometimes helps women who feel isolated. Bring
yes,
them
that's
together.
What, that's, yeah. Big
well,
deal.
Laura's a writer and she wrote a book called The Life Council. And it's about the 10 different types of friendships, that kind of archetypal friendships women can and should try to develop in their life. And she talks about,
oh, yeah,
basically, it's
cool.
A book about how to make friends when you're an adult and you feel isolated. And I think that's such a great topic.
That's
because
a great topic.
We don't talk about that as adults.
We're like in our Facebook group, the Sissy Squad. It's one of my favorite things is people kind of, it's really hard to make adult friends, especially if you live somewhere where you're not a lot of like-minded people.
Exactly.
No, I'll have to look at that because it's something
I'm
going to
make
I'm
a post
in.
Of the Sissy Squad. Yeah, I thought about you a lot. I was like, oh, you would love this conversation.
Look, I don't want other friends. I don't like people. So, but I really want other people who feel isolated to have friends.
It's
I'm
true.
Full up.
I make you do some stuff because connection, isolation is a huge cause of disease, mental and physical.
Yes.
And so it is good to be connected.
And I will say this, if you're looking for like-minded people, our Sissy Squad is a great place to be on Facebook.
It is. So yeah, you can look at that book. I've made a post on my own personal Instagram, The Matt Maher. You can check it out there. The book's called The Life Council. Sorry, I just thought of
that.
No,
that is relevant. I'm sorry for rebuking you. Normally,
I usually bring up shit that's not.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I don't blame you. I can't be mad at you. All right. So Jessica, though. So I'm actually from Lone Grove, which is 4,000 people. So this was a big town for me.
So the first shot of this is this cow looking at the camera going, bitch, please. I don't even want to be here.
I will say this. I think this is a different production company. It feels like we've talked about this before than regular 90 Day Fiance. Mm-hmm. That's one thing I love about Love in Paradise. It's that it is shot with like a hint of camp and dramaticism.
It is.
Just because it's in this shot and you see this slow motion of this cow kind of walk into frame.
Yeah.
And like the way they revealed Lydia later on was great.
I think this is sharp, but it's a different type of, it is a little campier.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah.
So y'all, Jessica she's been in this small town, but she loves to travel. That's her outlet. She's a lovely blonde woman. And she's like, I met the most beautiful man I've ever seen. Juan, 29, Colombia. And y'all, you know what we say about Colombian men. Oh, that was terrible. No! Tongue pop, thank you.
Yeah.
I need a stunt tongue pop. There's
yeah,
a letter.
Sometimes with Colombian men, y'all.
Don't pound it out.
Y'all, she getting that D.
He is adorable.
His eyes are gorgeous. Yeah. He's a gorgeous guy.
I get a good vibe from him too. He seems like a kind person. I don't know. Maybe they'll ruin it for us.
I think he's really hot. I don't know if this is going to ruin you because this person normally isn't sexualized as a sex symbol. But for me, he kind of looks like Colombian Tom Hanks.
Yeah. like a younger Tom Hanks.
He looked good, which I think older Tom Hanks is a handsome man.
He looks like a blend of like Tom Hanks' son.
Maybe. Like I would let Tom
Colin
Hanks.
Hanks.
Yeah. I'd let Tom Hanks hit it.
Tom Hanks and Turner and Hooch?
Yeah. Well,
I don't know.
That was a terrible Tom Hanks impression.
Is that what that was? I just thought you were having a fit. It's like someone get her a spoon. She doesn't swallow her tongue again. I really had no idea that was a Tom Hanks impression. Yeah. That's bad. I mean, don't ever do that again.
His body, but in that body where he talked to that, where he was on the island and he talked to that ball Wilson, he got real buff in that movie.
I thought he was really thin for that movie.
Well, no, he got kind of sinewy.
So that movie is Castaway.
Castaway.
I never saw that film.
Yeah, sponsored by FedEx because he ended up delivering that FedEx package by the end.
What?
He was a driver for FedEx.
Really?
He was flying a FedEx plane by himself and the plane wrecked. And a lot of the packages were gone, but there was one package and he wanted to make sure it got delivered and he delivered it.
What a sad legacy.
I know. Is it based on a true story or something?
Maybe that's amazing. Maybe. I don't know.
Is Castaway based on a true story?
I don't know.
I hope not. I hope someone didn't have to go through that.
Fuck. I guess if you being a postal or a letter carrier or anything like that, or just in delivery means so much to you, I guess it is a big thing. I shouldn't poo-poo that.
It is not based on a true story. Thank God.
You mean when he had a volleyball and was talking to it?
Yes.
We need to move on. This is a dumb conversation. Sometimes I just realize where we are and go, what the fuck?
I know. We really have a lot of good things to talk about. So,
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, the producer said, what do you like about Torrington? And she's kind of just paused. She didn't like, y'all, it's a little shit town. She travels a lot with her friend Megan. So it was 2.5 years ago, she met Juan. And then, y'all, tale as old as Girth Dick time. She, they met, he was the bartender on the cruise ship.
On the cruise ship.
That is a poodle move. And you know what?
I want to fall in love with a bartender.
You know what? I got to say, I did not think, you know, I feel like I'm just like Gloria Estefan coming out of the dark, so to speak, from my breakup experience. And so now watching Love in Paradise, I'm kind of going, wait a minute. Maybe I'll go on a cruise and have an affair with a bartender. Why not? Why not? Maybe. Wow. Well, why not? Maybe I'll go
just
on a
shut
bang
the windows,
trip. Maybe
cover
I
the mirrors.
Maybe I need to go to Colombia. I can go to. Well, not Jamaica. They kill you for being gay there.
Maybe I can go to somewhere like an old gay cruise.
I could go to the DR and get some D.
Sure, you could.
Well, I think it'd be fun. Why not? I live once.
Go for it. I could find
my Colombian, Tom Hanks, but Colombian Peter. What's his name? Who died?
Make sure your insurance is paid up.
Probably best
life insurance.
Probably best.
Otherwise,
Scolari, Peter Scolari.
Otherwise, somehow run a scam on you.
True.
So, y'all, she basically. He even says, when I met Jess, I knew my single days were over. And they said, we flirted throughout the cruise. And then they exchanged numbers at the end. And she started traveling every month to see him. And he proposed 8 months ago. And this seems like a good thing. Of course, she said yes. And wrinkle, she has 2 children. The aforementioned Dayton and Dawson.
True.
8 and 6, and she co-parents them with her ex-husband, which she says is is amicable. They do a good job. I think that's probably one reason she's still in her town.
Which is why she has to live in that town, because she wants to be near kids and the husband's job is probably there.
Yeah, or something like that, yeah.
That you can tell she wants to move the fuck out of Torrington.
Yeah.
And I wrote, so this is what's different about Love in Paradise this season. I don't know if we remember this before. I mean, Danielle, yes, said that she wanted to move, that Johan was going to move, but she lied the whole time. She wanted to move there.
Yeah.
This is the first time with Jessica and Juan, and also with Valentine and Carlos, Valentine and Carlos changed their story that Carlos wants to move to the U.S.
Yeah, that was new.
That's new. And Jessica and Juan is moving to the U.S. So we have some 90-day fiancé.
Crossover potential.
Potential. Potential. Potentials. Some 90-day fiancé. Potentials. That's as new. We've never had that. He's going to fucking hate it in Torrington. Oh, God. It's going to be worse than when, what's his name, went to Nebraska with Emily.
Oh, Kobe.
Kobe. Have you seen the picture of their Easter picture of their family?
No.
Those fucking kids are...
Well, the first kid was really cute.
No, but their little daughter, their kids are so cute. It made me kind of miss them.
Absolutely not. She was reprehensible on that season.
Oh, I love Kobe.
However, they seemed to not... People seemed to be hating them less when they were on Pillow Talk. But I don't think filming was a good experience for them. I'm still kind of shocked that they're not on Happily Ever After. When
I am too.
It was aired, because I thought she wanted it.
I don't think he did.
I think the cameras probably didn't set with him that well.
How do you do with the wrinkle if you're, because they're going to travel to Colombia with these two kids. If you were Juan, how would you take care of that?
Boarding school. You get a good education. Good socialized. You learn to form families at school, like Lord of the Flies. You know,
wow,
that had a happy ending. they killed a pig. They learned what teamwork was, like school ties.
You know what?
Oh my God, that was dark.
Little gay boys, we all loved Lord of the Flies, and we didn't know why.
I would have loved to have been on an island by myself, starting my own little monarchy.
It's kind of your dream.
Yeah. Running around with a stick.
You do that sometimes. I have to just pull you in.
So, let's poke people with it. So, the thing here is, I'm a little worried about him being in rural Wyoming. I think that's a big sticking point. And I don't know if it's fixable, because what she's worried at, and this was funny to me. She says, you better not fight in front of him and scare him away. I was like, wow, you just said the quiet part out loud.
I wrote, don't tell your children that.
I kind of liked it. I liked it when one of the eyes went really big, because you know, like 6 and 8, y'all, that's my brother and I age, and we did nothing but try to kill one another.
Oh, my brother and I are around the same age too, but then if it doesn't work out, the kids are going to think, that little kid's going to think,
I know,
it's his fault.
Yeah, they're little urchins anyway.
Wow. Okay, so they headed to the airport. By the way, there is word art all over her house.
Oh, it's on hideous.
On the walls, on the pillows.
It's basic. It's not even like happy mind, happy life. It's just like breathe, gather, family.
I know you have the poodle word art collection.
Poodle home collection.
You need to have a pillow that just says fuck.
Fuck. Come. That's a great idea.
We haven't had time. We need to update our merch, but we don't have time.
In the exact same font.
In the exact same font, yes. All right. So
the fuck come. You can put that on your couch all in a
there
row.
There all they go. You got to do that. Now, here's the deal, y'all, is that Jessica's smart because she's bringing her friend Megan because she knows.
Oh, those little brats.
She's got to have somebody to help wrangle the kids. She's got to have that. Because already on the way, when they get there and they land, the youngest boy's like, I want to sleep with you tonight, mommy. Can I sleep with you and Juan in the bed?
Yeah, mommy and daddy Juan need to play adult games for a while. I'm going to have Megan take you on a camping trip. We need some alone time.
Go see the rainforest.
Exactly, and hopefully you come back. So y'all, he does like hug the kids, and it seems like the kids like him, and they're talking about our favorite thing is going to see Juan, and one kid goes, Juan's gonna sleep with my mom. And he says, I haven't had sex in 2 months.
He's like, I need it. He's ready.
And the younger one, like for some reason, you know. Like a six-year-old, you get to a point and they're with traveling. He's probably tired. Of course he's having a meltdown. And they're like, look at that. It's sugar candy. He's like, I don't care. It's like my youngest nephew's like, I'm feeling my emotions. I love to see a kid right before a meltdown and they're aware of it.
They know it's happening.
There's nothing they can do. Love that, actually. It's a little endearing for me. Parents are home are going, fuck you.
They're going, fuck you, poodle.
Childless gay man.
Yeah, you childless.
Fuck you.
Yeah, I'm glad that's cute for you. I'm in the middle of Target just trying to get some fucking tampons. But sure, poodle.
Fuck
sure.
You bastard. I'm just, why don't you, if you want to see a meltdown, come to my house on the daily.
If you just threw your, Coke Slurpee at your radio in your car, we're going to let you clean that up and we're going to take a commercial and we'll be right back.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Realitygaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens.
Yeah, you're my baby. You're a very dirty baby. Ooh, oh, I love you so much, baby. It's a dog. This is a good fake out, though.
It's a dog that looks just like him. Y'all, there's a picture of him and that mastiff together, and they look exactly alike.
Y'all, I have a feeling this guy's just a clout chaser. This feels fake to me.
Y'all, we're talking about Scott and Lydia.
And Lydia, Pedro's mother, Mama Pedro.
Same person, different face.
Oh boy. Someone, not just different face, glammed up makeup, different. I don't know if she had either, maybe she just really worked hard on her body. She looks incredible.
She looks incredible. She looks gorgeous. Too bad she's still dark and evil on the inside.
But I liked it when she even said, she's like, some people say that I'm an evil woman. Some people say that I meddle in my children's lives. I think I'm misunderstood.
That's what Poodle says about himself.
I'm misunderstood completely.
But anyway, what you were saying about Scott, you think he's a clout chaser.
Yeah. Just gives it to me. His presentation on camera, the divorce, and then this reinvention of himself as this buff guy and going on hookups and after hookup after hookup. He's trying out new things. And
I don't know if he's a clout chaser, but I don't know. I think he's trying out new things for sure.
And Alejandro was sketch.
He was
Nicole's ex. Yeah, sketch.
So we know a little bit. We have not covered the family Chantel yet. So we might one day. There are some sissies that would like us to. Let's be honest. We probably will one day.
Yeah, it would be the only version of that we haven't covered, except for the Lauren and Alexi, which I'm never doing.
But #3
under three.
But I love Lauren. Ouch, I hit my funny bone. I love Lauren and Alexi, but
you need to follow them on Instagram more because it's just absolutely exhausting with how she says, busy mom of three.
Well, the reason why she's
doing
identity. No, because they don't make shit on 90 Day Fiancé,
true.
And that's her main business. So I'm kind of like, she's boss bitch. But why we probably need to go back and watch these eventually is A, because everybody says it's so good, but B, these clearly we see now, y'all, if you think because Pedro and Chantel got divorced that these families are going to go away, think again. These people are going to be, they are tent poles in the 90 Day universe, and we are going to be seeing more. If you don't think we're not going to see Pedro on the single life or some shit like that, get the fuck ready.
The thirst was created, and God said it was good.
I think probably I'm deciding it now. After we do Lalu, we're gonna have to color the family Chantel.
I decided that.
You did not. You did not. Or not Lalu. After we finish Happily Ever After.
Happily Ever After
Chantel.
No, I think my decision.
It's mine and my decision.
My show.
Our show.
Our show. Oh,
so Scott is from Florida. I forgot what town.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Somewhere in Spring Hill. Spring Hill. He's 51. We just said before, he's
Florida sissies. By the way, we see you. We know you were there. We know all people in Florida are not anti-gay, anti-trans, anti-women's rights. We see you, and we just want you to know that we keep going. We keep going, and I just want to send the love out because there's just more shit today.
Your state's garbage, though. As long as you know that, especially your state politics.
Ooh.
Boy, fuck.
We feel you. We feel you.
Oh. Anyway, so he said, you know, after he's putting his dog in a dress.
That
again,
makes me kind of like him, how much he loves his dog. That makes him a little more lovable to me.
I guess. I can see it. Remember, y'all, dog costumes are for you, not for them.
That's fine. And that's fine with that.
And that's fine.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I want people to know that. Your dog does not like it.
I just saw a TikTok video of a beagle playing the piano, and the beagle loved it.
I'm sure.
Loved it.
I'm sure the beagle was loving it.
It was playing the piano and howling.
So we need to get you off TikTok. He basically says, when I divorced, I discovered dating apps. In other words, you discovered lots of available pussy. That's what he discovered.
Well, he said he was married once. He was only
25 been years.
And that was the only person he was ever with. So probably he probably was quite, I imagine, probably religious. They got married. They bumped. And then now, so I say good for him for all. I mean, that's good for you that you were like having this renaissance and you want to do all that. That's great.
Yeah. It's the buff up a thing. It's almost too much. It reeks of desperation to me. I don't like this guy.
I'm the jury's still out for me.
Decision for the defendant. You're guilty. Go to jail.
Yeah, I'm already feeling sorry for him because remember he's gonna date Lydia.
Lydia, 56 years old. Y'all,
the reveal of her in this mirror where they take the face mask off and literally
so
like like the evil queen from Snow White, you see her looking in a magic mirror going, yeah.
She goes, doctor, you do such amazing work.
It was great.
Look, Mira, look at me. Look at me. So she's like, I'm Lydia. And I like she introduces herself like we don't have any fucking clue who she is.
Yeah.
And it's so interesting how this show likes to pretend that the parts of it, the worlds that the show doesn't exist and the world of other shows don't really exist.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a little bit of a wink.
They show these flashbacks as if we just had a camera crew following her for 3 years.
But and they just kind of they assume it and they're like, well, we're not going to say it because then it takes the idea that we're a docuseries out and these people aren't celebrities. Remember, we're not trying to create this connected environment. Just own it, y'all. Fuck.
Just own it, yeah.
And she's a lawyer with two children, of course, the Pedro and Nicole, who we have seen. Yes, remember at the table?
Yes. Bitch ass slut whore.
Yes. Some say I have a strong personality. And that's when she called Alejandro a dishwasher. And anyway, y'all, the big thing is, and this was covered in Family Chantel, Pedro discovered his father had another family. And he met with them. And it was the mother found out about this family and said, because the dad said, I'm single. And then when she found out, that was it. She never talked to him again after that. So when Lydia cuts you off, y'all, she cuts you off.
Hey, I respect that.
And then she's like, Scott, I haven't been with a man in 12 years. So Scott's coming in 3 days. And she says, it's overwhelming, but because I don't really completely trust men. And I went,
she said, trust people. She said, trust people, full stop. Yeah. She doesn't trust people, y'all. She's like, if he ends up breaking my heart, I don't know if I can recuperate. Y'all,
you'll be fine.
I mean, if you want dramatics, I mean, when they later show this season on Love and Pair, and you see her like just flailing herself in the ocean. Oh, God.
That shot of just her, like at the end of like her version of Waiting to Exhale,
is
just priceless.
It's great.
Nicole and Lydia are shopping for swimsuits.
Nicole is her daughter, Pedro's sister, and she's a chip off the old Satan. She's pretty, y'all, she's pretty much like her mom, pretty much.
She's a little more charming than her mother is. But, y'all, we find out that Lydia met Scott through Alejandro, who was Nicole's ex, who's they seem to be broken up now.
Alejandro was an American. He was like from Georgia, or no, he was not. I don't know where Alejandro was from.
No, I'm not sure where he was from, but he was not from the U.S.
Okay,
he spoke Spanish, though. Oh,
okay.
And I saw him, and he danced on a video call with his shirt off. I'm like, not only that, he was in a towel.
He
kind of made it clear. And the dog was in the background just dancing too.
Because the dog enjoyed it.
Yeah, we'll see. So they're talking about, she's like, I love all the crazy things he does. And Nicole was like, yes, for a while she was trying to control my relationship with Alejandro. She's like, but I am the mother now.
Oh, when that was great.
They both. Oh, I looked this up. Flair.
I knew that we were both right. He's originally, Alejandro's originally from Dominican Republic, but he currently lives in New York City.
So he does. Okay.
So yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Anyway,
sorry, go ahead. Yes. When she said, "I'm the mother now," I went, "This is the story arc we've always wanted."
Yep. And so, y'all, she's showing off that bod. She
looks great in this bikini. Her mom, Nicole's like, "Yeah, look at your butt. Mwah, 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 daughter like."
I don't think she says daughter like.
But Lydia says, "I like that Scott is fun. I like that he does these crazy things. I'm excited to have fun with him." And that's kind of where we're left with this. So
right.
Who will see? You're looking so sweet. Right down to your ass cheeks. Again, I'm going to stop you right now. If you have not seen season 2 of Love in Paradise of Valentine and Carlos, if you choose not to watch it, you are hurting yourself.
Oh, wow.
I'm telling you, you are wrong. Turn off the podcast now. Go pay $4.99 for Discovery Plus and watch this shit.
I think you could probably see it on the TLC Go app because it aired on TLC.
That's true. You can see it on TLC. Y'all, get it from Reddit. That's where Poodle gets all his porn. That's fine.
Porn it. This is the porn Reddit.
Wow.
So
Valentine's 47 and Carlos is 29. I forgot their age difference.
Freshly shorn after the Lego hair system.
Ooh.
That was bad. They showed a picture of it and I was like, oh my God, I forgot how bad it was. Good.
There's something about that shaved head. I love just holding on to a bald man's head while he's going to work. Ooh.
Hi ho!
Yeah, great.
I just don't find, there's something about Valentine that is just jokey to me. It's just like, I think he's just such a joke.
Okay.
He
is a singer-songwriter. He's not a comedian, but he is he works. And, I forgot what he does every day, but he lives.
And he has a talk show on the internet.
He does it now,
called, what is it? Sorry. Crucial Conversations, C-Squared.
C-Squared.
Talking to well-known designer. Let me make sure I get this right. Joe Exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
Exclusive, I don't know if that's his actual surname.
Okay.
Joe might be his Christian name.
I'm going to say this. You're going to want to be shady and read this for filth. His studio looks a lot better than our setup.
I agree. I think he paid for that.
He walked in and there was a booth.
I don't know.
We just have a mannequin with a mustache that we call Gary, who does nothing.
That's true. Shh, don't give that away. I'm sorry, Gary. We will never talk bad about you like that again. Man, I pushed the mannequin's head up and down to say, yes, boss. he's real to me. So there was, I need to find this music video that he had out. Y'all send this to me if you get a chance. I need to see what.
Send it to both. Send it to Reality Gaze. I want to see it too.
But he's talking about the hair system and he said, I just made my own little adjustments. So that's why it got so bad, y'all. That Lego hair. He like moved it up a little too far.
And that even though his stylist is like, yeah, and it looked bad. And he's like,
and they're getting married. Carlos and he are officially getting married. The proposal happened. We
should say for people who, again, you should have stopped the recording, gone and watched and then come back. So you should know this. But if you don't and you didn't do the work, the main plot points of Valentine and Carlos last season were two things. Valentine was, quote, polyamorous. We're going to dig into that in a second.
As he described himself as.
As he describes here, he was polyamorous. And they both were tops. And
instead of
passive and one receptive partner.
So activo, activo y pasivo.
Yes.
Don't know a lot of Spanish, but funny. I know those. Wonder why. Wonder why.
Yeah.
But the whole plot line was twofold. A, who's going to get fucked like a railroad train going around the bend?
Yeah.
And can Valentine, if Carlos can't bottom, can Valentine get another partner for their relationship because he is polyamorous?
Well, and it's interesting you say that.
I'm bringing this up because it's a switch.
Valentine basically is saying, since both of us are, Valentine often says, and he explains polyamory to the television audience. You know, being polyamorous means I can love more than one person at the same time. So the point of Valentine saying, I am polyamorous, what do you mean I can love more than one person at one time? And it seemed like Valentine was offering the idea that since neither one of them wanted to be the receptive partner in sex, that they would choose someone outside, which led me to believe that Valentine, even though he says love, is meaning open relationship for polyamory. In other words,
yes,
just other members for sex. What's weird is it now seems like that Carlos, even though he's not saying it, actually wants an open relationship or actually wants polyamory.
And yes, but what
using?
What is fascinating about this is, y'all, again, what we learned from season two, Carlos is a sensitive, jealous type.
Yeah.
Big time, y'all. Carlos is, what is funny to watch them is Valentine, for the most part, is somewhat even-keeled. Yeah. Carlos is dramatic as fuck.
Yeah.
It's like dating Poodle when he was 27.
I don't even think I was ever this bad.
You know what? You weren't. You weren't. That's fair.
Maybe that one summer.
That one summer when you lost all that weight and you were feeling yourself.
Yeah, and I dyed my hair blonde. And I had. Wearing those belly shirts.
And you'd wear belly shirts and those cut-off Daisy Duke jeans where you could see your pockets. It was, Lord of mercy, Poodle's got his blue jeans on. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Jesus.
I love the classic country references when you insert slutty versions of me in them.
Yeah. She don't mean to suck a dick or two. It just come naturally.
Wow.
Lord, the boy can't help it.
It's true. I could not help it at that point in my life.
That song writes itself.
I was just saying last night for this show, I said, I think I wrote a gay or an LGBT country anthem.
Good for you.
I said, I think there's not many of those.
it's getting more and more.
That's true.
More and more. Love the Osborne brothers. Love them.
Are both of them gay?
No, but the one is, and they do like stuff. And also, okay, got it. Obviously, yeah, sorry.
I just don't think.
I was just listening to them this morning.
It's kind of hard to. Are they successful?
Yeah, they're starting to get success. Yeah, I mean, yeah, okay. They're considered. Yeah, they're like. They're not. Do they get the radio play of
Luke Bryan?
The Luke Bryans and all that kind of stuff? No, but they're getting more. They're getting
good.
Yeah.
So.
I'm surprised you don't know them because the gay one is your type.
I just don't listen to country music.
That's true.
That's
true.
So they've been visiting. They show the montage of their tumultuous relationship. And by the way, he's going to K-1 it. Carlos is going to get the K-1 visa. They're going to do an 90-day fiancé, kind of live in him in Los Angeles. I was like, that's convenient. Just feels a little convenient. It's interesting. I drink every time Carlos shakes out his hair.
Boy,
there's something about this season that makes Carlos more opportunistic than he even was season one.
Yeah.
Or season two. And I was like, Valentine, you need to run.
Honestly, it did seem like, because when we first met Carlos, he was kind of like, what is this brand new world? I don't know. And now he's like, he feels like he is feeling
fame
himself.
Becomes him.
And now he wants to come to the U.S. and he wants to fuck some guys.
Be an influencer. Yeah. So
it is. I don't know if you're right. I worry about Valentine because Valentine, he does some things that make you laugh, but you feel like Valentine does have a good heart in all this.
You also kind of feel like you at least know who he is. And I don't really know if Carlos is being upfront. The thing about this, besides they do his YouTube show where they're talking about his conversations he's having. Like, these are looks for two men getting married. And his hairstylist slash friend slash producer? I don't know.
Kay. Yeah, Kay.
Kay wears many hats, it seems. And he's kind of talking with them. And then meanwhile, Carlos is hanging out with his friend Victor, who is also his ex-boyfriend. And that's the thing. Season two, Carlos would have freaked out on Valentine if he was hanging out with an ex-boyfriend.
But he and Victor, though, hung out last season, though.
That's true, because I guess.
Victor got buffer. I think he's okay. I think Valentine was okay with it because it was like kind of like, it's kind of like our friend Roddy. Y'all fucked around like 15 years ago, like once, and you were kind of like this. Sometimes that happens with people, you know, especially gays.
They'll
fuck around and they'll be like, it's never happened to Poodle and I. We knew from the get-go. But I think that's why he doesn't mind it. But Carlos is getting all buff too. Or not Carlos, Victor.
Victor. So this is the thing here. Y'all, there's bisexual in the water now. It is official.
It's official.
He says, you know, I have relations with men, but I'm actually bisexual. That is new.
That is,
which is,
are
you new? Now, whatever steps he needed to take on his journey, that's great.
Great.
It does feel opportune. That's all I'm saying.
I'm just saying, gender, everybody expresses it different, but I'm like, if you a woman and you with Carlos, you like a high maintenance man. Like, I'm not saying he's gay. I'm just saying he's work.
He's work. That's
true. He is work.
He says all his serious relationships have been with men, but he has had sexual encounters with women. And he told his friend Michelle that he's had more feelings for her than just – he's had important feelings for her, like romantic feelings.
Michelle – but here's the deal that's confusing. But Michelle has a boyfriend and she's not interested in him at all, she said.
Yeah, and then he said – But then
Valentine said they had been intimate.
Well, he'd laid on his chest. She'd laid on his chest. Nothing sexual.
That's the way Poodle meets
people.
That's
how I say hello. I was very confused during this. It felt like they were throwing a lot of darts at the board, trying to... And trying to make things sketchy. I don't know if I believe this storyline.
This one had the most audacity. That said, I'm here for it because I think the gays will deliver it.
I think Carlos...
The gay bisexual. People.
I think that Carlos is being super hypocritical here.
It is, because Valentine is right. Y'all, he would... maybe he just listened to you and heard you talk about that you're open. You like open relationships when it's open for you and not for them. And so maybe he went to the Poodle school.
One-sided open relationships.
Maybe this is your fault.
And I think the weirdest thing about this is... What seems strange is it seems implied that Carlos would have pursued something with Michelle if she was open to it.
Yeah.
And if she was single. And then Valentine says, and he wants her to go to the wedding. And I went, absolutely not. It doesn't seem like you're either over this person, if it's truthful or not. None of this tracked for me.
We were all Kay in this situation. Yeah. Kay was like, no. She was like, hell no. Fuck no. She said, which is true. She said, I know people think you have this hard exterior, but Valentine doesn't.
No, and, I agree with you.
And, but Carlos also says, which is also true, Valentine knows more who he is. However, and you can tell this is going to come up because Carlos resents it. He says, Valentine's always wants to get his way and to control the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I do think there was a lot of that last season where Valentine was pushing for what he wanted.
3 weeks ago, Carlos just canceled the wedding very abruptly. But it seems like now the wedding is back on. A lot of these details are sketchy. I'm not sure. I feel like they're making it up as they go along. Maybe things will get easier as we go into this. I was very confused.
As Kay would probably said after this, the camera turned off, she went, this is just foolishness.
Yeah, it felt that way to me.
Foolishness.
And y'all, there's no way this woman should be able to come to their wedding if Carlos still or may not. But she's just a friend now. Yeah, this is fucking with people. I don't think... Either that or it's a plot creation that to make a story where there's not one. I don't know. I honestly don't know.
I'm here for it because I think they'll deliver it.
Yeah.
Now
that's all I have.
That's all I have. We still have. So the couples that we still need to meet are we're going to meet Matt and Anna or Anna. Matt is he's a 36-year-old from Texas. Anna is a 27-year-old woman from Brazil.
What could go wrong?
What could go wrong? He's basically a dorky white guy who I can tell by his face has a nice dick with a beautiful Brazilian woman. Then there's Jordan and Everton. Jordan is 38 from Texas.
That's the dark-haired woman that I saw?
Yeah, the dark-haired woman. And then Everton is 48 from Jamaica. They fell in love 12 years ago but have struggled with being long distance. Then there is...
Oh, there's three more.
Then there's April... 38 from Texas. Wow, three people from Texas. And then another Valentine, 26, from the Dominican Republic. And y'all,
he's fucking hot.
He's got that DR dick. Now, April, I love this. April is a doctor, and she visits her personal trainer boyfriend. What in the DR, what could go wrong?
What could go wrong?
With only a 14-year age. I kind of think that, like, April is either going to be so... like bougie in her head, or she's going to be kind of a boss and I'm going to love her. So that's who we still have to meet. Three more couples.
Cool.
God, I love Love in Paradise.
I'm kind of amazed that they'll probably have 10 to 12 episodes.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
All right, everybody. That is Love in Paradise. Welcome to the vacation that you didn't want, but you're going to get.
Welcome to the vacation that lasts for 12 to 14 weeks
that we love. All right, everybody, go to realitygaze.com. That's where you can find us. If you're new to listening, welcome, Queen. You can give us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And if you don't want to write on that, if you don't know what to write on that review, you can always write what, Poodle?
Keep going, Queens.
Yeah, leave us 5 stars. Join our Facebook group. It's a private Facebook group, the Sissy Squad. We have fun in there. Also, if you are interested in this show commercial free and other content, you can subscribe to Reality Gaze Plus either via Patreon or Supercast. Poodle.
Yeah.
We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in a fucking ugly floral painting behind your head in Yorba Linda?
Hideous art. Yes. And if you've ever looked up at your doctor and said, doctor, you do the most amazing work. Call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale?
That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.